Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after a terrifying late-night crash left her stranded on a deserted road, an older man appeared out of nowhere to help. But before she could even ask who he was or how he knew her name, he disappeared. Where did he go?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is, and yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. Press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching us. We are on YouTube, and lots of you are finding us. If you're new to the program, welcome. We are glad to have you. You can take us with you, obviously, wherever you go on YouTube. But if you listen to podcast apps on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, whatever, Real Ghost Stories Online there as well, be sure to press subscribe for even more content than we have on YouTube. There's a ton more episodes, honestly, on our podcast platform. So do, in fact, check that out. I'm Tony Bruschi. That is Carol Hughes. That's Todd Michaels. Hi, how is everyone today?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm having a nifty, keen time here today.
That's swell, Tony.
Yeah.
I do have something I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Yes.
We teased this in a previous episode.
Oh, so if you're connecting the dots,
this is the episode.
This is the thing.
This is the payoff, everybody.
Okay, let's hear it.
I don't know that it's got a payoff. I just want your opinion.
Well, damn.
But it does have a little twist, because I brought this up with Kathy the other day on an episode. I know what she thinks about it. But Saturday night, I got home about 11:30 p.m. And my pets are all right there, super happy to see me. Nothing's weird. I left before dark, so I was going around to shut the curtains and the blinds, as one does. Mm-hmm. And I came into this room because, as you can see, I have windows in this room. And I was going to shut the blinds, and there was a bag by that window behind me right there that I would have had to step on it. Like, there's no way when I opened the window in the morning, the bag wasn't there. I don't even know where the bag came from.
Was it like a plastic bag, a paper bag?
It was like a grocery store bag that you take with you to put your groceries in.
So a cloth bag.
Yeah. And so I couldn't tell you how long that had been in my closet. It had some old mail in it. I'm sure that's my mother's, because I get a ton of stuff for her. But anyway, so I'm like, well, that's weird, right? So I put it in the closet. I'm assuming that's where it came out of. And I thought, well, I bet Izzy was playing around in my closet, knocked it out. I go into my bedroom to shut the windows in there. And as you walk in, as you step into my bedroom, I have a chest of drawers right in front of you. On the other side of that, you can't see it, but I have a clothes hamper there. It's a cloth one. So clothes hamper full of clothes. You can't see it when you walk in. The clothes hamper is pulled out right in the middle of the chest of drawers in my bed. Like, it's not knocked over, it's been moved. And it's laying on its side, and there are clothes on the ground. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Then I go around, finish it. I pick it up and I put it back. I finish up the rest of the windows. I go in the bathroom. And my makeup bag is in the sink. And I had it sitting on by my sink, but it wasn't in my sink. And I'm like, okay, could have been a cat. And I'm like, okay, cat, all three things? I don't get that.
You need to put a camera in your house.
Yeah, because I don't get I thought, okay, in here, I could see a cat. In the bathroom, cat. I don't see how the hamper could have moved. Then I have to make the decision to go around my house and look for an intruder. And it's close to midnight. So I have to go all through my house. Then I was like, is it a raccoon or something got in my house? I thought about that. But my pets, the weird thing about this, my pets are fine.
Yeah.
And if there's a raccoon in my house, they would not be fine. Even if it was a feral cat got in my house somehow, I don't know how, they wouldn't be fine. They would be smelling it and going, and I'm like, I pop open a beer. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And my pets all fall asleep around me within 20 minutes after me being home. So that was Saturday night. And then on Monday night, I go to a basketball game at Wichita State. It's a summer tournament. It made national news. The game was a basket brawl game, not a basketball game. It was not good. It was not a good game. 9,000 people at this game in fights, and a woman got really seriously injured, and it was crazy. So I get home from the game, and I'm upset, like, because it was my team starting shit, and I'm upset, and it was a weird energy, and when you got a weird energy with 9,000 other people, it's just weird. So I come in the house, and I'm just bummed out about the game because we lost. And after a lot of fights, like to the that point we stayed, right? It had to be because we stayed in our seats to let people leave. There were fights breaking out in the stands.
Wow.
And there was a fight broke out right in front of us. So we're waiting to get out safely, right? I get home and I'm like, God dang it. I go in my bedroom and that damn hamper is right out where it was the other night.
Wow.
Yeah. It's full of laundry. Like, it's an entire load. I have a big washer. It's an entire load. I don't know how much it weighs, but it's more than, it's got to be 8 to 10 pounds of laundry.
And Carol, go to Walmart tonight. Go get a Ring camera. Just like when you plug into the wall.
I do have one. Yeah. I could like.
Yeah. Just turn it, get it set up and aim it there and just make sure the motion detector is on it and just. Just check it, test it a few times so you know it's working, and put it up.
What do you guys think it could be? Like, I don't know.
That's why I'm saying put the camera up.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
I wonder if it's a cat, like, a cat thing. You know, they're running around. I don't know. I mean, that seems, but it's kind of weird. I mean, but who knows? I mean, they do weird shit. I mean,
yeah.
Cats,
and I'm like,
you know,
I've lived here 6 years. That's never happened.
Yeah.
It's happened 2 times. In 3 days.
So how far is it pulled out from where it normally sits?
I'd say 1 to 2 feet. Maybe 2 feet. Know, probably 2 feet.
You can see a cat, you know, trying to jump on top of it or something and knocking it over. But for it to move an additional 1 to 2 feet from where it normally sits is odd.
Yeah, because if you knocked it over, it would, like, run into my nightstand. It would stay right there between the chest of drawers and the nightstand. Because you can't see it when you walk into the room, which is why I have it there. So
I mean, I'm starting to think maybe your animals are having parties when you're not home and shit's just going nuts.
I don't know. And so I looked both nights, and when I left on Monday, I put the deadbolt down, and the deadbolt was still in place. So if somebody broke in, they would have had to have a key to lock the deadbolt from the outside.
You checked your windows and everything?
All my windows, they were all shut. I keep them all locked. So, yeah, I don't think it was a window. But I'm like, would you really, like, break in my house just to move a hamper? Like, that's so weird.
It's some creepy guy who's going into your hamper and just sniffing and stuff, you know? Right. You're going to find out there's police reports of this guy going around and sniffing hampers.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. The weirdest feeling, though, was when I had to go into my bathroom and pull back the shower curtain.
Ooh,
to make sure nobody was there. Like, I looked underneath the beds. That took a lot of nerve.
Did you have a weapon in your hand? Did you have, you didn't have anything? You weren't prepared with anything?
What am I going to use?
I mean, have you not seen horror movies? I mean, have you not watched Dateline?
You know me.
Been part of this universe of programming for a decade now?
I don't work in hidden killer land.
She doesn't have a weapon, but she's walking around with an open bottle of beer. I can guarantee that, right?
And here's the thing. I would talk to him. You know me. I'd be like, what are you doing? Like the night I caught somebody breaking into my car, I go, is there something you're looking for? Like, instead of what the F are you doing? I was like, is there something you're looking for? It just came out. So I would be like, do you want to leave before the cops get here? How do you want to do this? Because you're not murdering me tonight, period. So I didn't find anybody in my house. I looked in my garage. I saw nothing. And I have a little garage. I would have seen somebody in my garage when I pulled in. I don't know.
I don't know
what it is. I was hoping it was a one-time thing, but when it happened again on Monday, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. I know.
So my sister's like, is someone living in your attic?
I'm like, oh, that's a great thought. Thank you.
Did you check the attic?
I don't even know how to get up there, to be honest.
Well, somebody clearly does.
Who loves to sniff your hamper? You have a hamper sniffer up in your attic.
They sure are quiet. I will give them that. They are up there and super quiet. And I'm not finding any food missing, so that would be another clue, I would think, missing food.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what it was, but it happened twice.
I want to show, this is a video here we've obtained of, a cat, as we were saying, cats can do crazy shit. This is a woman catching her cat, one night. Take a look. Look at the cat. He's picking up a mouse.
A rat.
He's holding it over a rat over a candle. She is clearly, the cat appears to be speaking. Oh my God. I mean, let's look at that again. It's on the internet, so it must be real. The cat picking up the mouse.
Not AI at
Holy
all.
Shit. Holy shit. Oh, can you believe what we're seeing?
The lit candles.
Feline rituals, they are taking over the world, and we have to look out for the pagan felines. They are coming for your children.
That's what's happening at my house. That is happening at my house. They're just doing it in a secret place, and I haven't found their little altar anywhere yet.
You're going to pull up the carpet at some point. There's going to be a pentagram. In mouse blood or something like that.
Oh my God, just what I need.
Yeah.
That's funny you'd say that because I was just talking with one of my friends the other night about I want to pull up my carpet. Now I don't know that I want to get rid of the carpet.
You may not want to do that.
No.
I'm going to wait till the hamper quits moving on its own.
That's a good question. What would you do if you pulled up your carpet and saw blood? That was the original lyrics for the What Would You Do for a Klondike Bar. What would you do if you pulled up your carpet and saw blood? And they're like, Klondike Bar, that works better. But Carpet Tile was going to use that to sell carpet. is Carpet Tile still a company?
I don't think so.
I don't know. But so, I mean, what if you did? I mean, seriously, like if you pulled up your carpet, Carol, and you discovered, holy shit, and you, let's just say you found a big red splotch or would now be probably black. It would have been there for some time or very, very dark, but it's enough of a hue of red that you can identify that this might be human blood. You have three options in the Choose Your Own Adventure book. You can put that carpet back down and pretend that that never happened. B, put new carpet down and pretend that never happened. Or C, identify what that substance is and take the gamble that it might be human blood and deal with whatever that would be. And what would you do?
There's no D? Like the obvious one, you didn't even say anything about moving.
Oh, moving.
Oh, moving. Right. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. You can move too.
Yeah, right? I was, because I'm in my head.
Would you say anything, though, if you moved? Would you just put that carpet down and say, I'm good? You know, maybe the next person can find this.
Well, I got it in the mail the other day, a letter from some flipper guy. And he wants to buy my house. And there was a fake check in there for $90,000 more than what I paid for my house. I would sell it to that guy. Flip it.
Perfect.
Clean up the blood. I'm moving out. I made $90,000 in 6 years. Yay.
Would you tell them about that? You knew the blood was there?
Well, I think they could see it because I would have my carpet half ripped up.
You wouldn't just put it back down?
I don't know.
And pretend that you didn't know a thing about it?
If he's a flipper,
really
he doesn't care.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I'm really, really honest.
Yeah.
As I think you know. So I'd have a problem lying about it. But if I left the carpet ripped up and he could see it for himself and he's like, I'll flip it. I'm like, okay, awesome.
Well, the thing is that...
Because that hasn't really been haunted other than my hamper moving on its own.
If they were to take that sample and find DNA on it and they could match it to somebody, that could be a key piece to a crime that may be unsolved. So there's that whole line of like, what the consequences are of saying, fuck this versus, but again, fuck this. I mean, at the same point, you have your own life, you have your own investment, you stand to lose whatever now having a murder house, you know, that you didn't know that you were getting into.
Right.
So people are going to do what is going to be, you know, usually most beneficial for themselves. And this is a tough one. It's kind of a weird choose your own adventure. What do you do?
And what if you could you sue the previous owner because they didn't disclose it to me?
Well, I mean, you could sue them. It doesn't mean you're going to collect anything.
But then,
and did they know about it? You know, that's the other thing.
Because I didn't know about it.
Well, the question would be, are they collectible? You know, meaning if you sued them and you won, would you truly get anything or would this be a 1,000% waste of time? If they were collectible, you probably could.
But you'd have to
prove they knew.
She owns a real estate company. She would
get it done then. Sue anyway.
But what if they tested the DNA? This is like right out a twist out of a movie. What if they tested the DNA and it came back to unknown blood and me? Or murder victim blood and my blood. And I'd be like, but I didn't do it.
That has been nice working with you, Carol.
Be like, I knew all along. I knew it. I knew it all along.
Only on this show could we go from a hamper that's been knocked over to a murder house story. That's how quickly we turn things around here.
Next week on the show, Carol's going to say, guys aren't going to believe what happened this week.
Yeah, exactly.
My hamper moved again. I found my hamper in the other room.
And then there's blood underneath the carpet. And it all connects to the crutches and the murder she shed. And finally, the world makes sense. All right, let's go to our caller.
Wait, I will have to say this, though. The creepiest thing that you said, though, today was somebody coming in and, like, sniffing my laundry.
So now I can't get that out of my head.
I have to go someplace tonight. And before
maybe
I
go
leave,
do some fucking laundry,
I'm gonna put
Carol,
the laundry
so there's
out.
Not in your hamper.
And then they're going to get in here and they're going to be like, oh, damn it.
She washed
Gotta
her
go.
Clothes.
Dang it.
Yeah. All right, let's go to our first ghost story at 855-853-4802. Hello.
This is Megan. But this past week, I've been listening to some of the older episodes, and I heard an episode about someone who was kind of like I don't think y'all called it this, but a guardian angel type situation where, you know, someone was kind of saved from a bad situation. And it reminded me of something that happened to my mom probably like 20 years ago. And so I wanted to call and tell you guys the story because it's really cool. One night, my mom was driving back from a friend's house. She was driving home. And it was probably about 11:30 at night, maybe even midnight. And the roads that she was on were like country roads, but she was about to turn onto a main road that had like four lanes. So it was a pretty big road during the day, but at nighttime, it's dead. So she is coming off of the country road. She's about to turn right on a red light. And to her left is a hill. And anytime cars are coming, you kind of don't see them until they're right up on top of the hill. So it's not really safe to do, you know, to turn right on red there. But this was nighttime. There was barely anyone on the road. And she figured she'd be able to see their lights coming up over the hill so that she could probably just turn out and be safe. And she didn't see any lights. So she goes to turn out. She's taking her right turn. And all of a sudden, a car comes flying over the hill with no lights on and sideswipes her. Her car starts going, spinning around in circles. She doesn't even know how many times it happened, but the driver's side door was what got hit. Hold on, my dog's barking. Hush, Lou. So she spins and spins and finally stops in a ditch. So half of her car is in the ditch, and the butt of her car is kind of sticking up towards the road. And she tried to get out on the driver's side but couldn't. So she climbs over to the passenger side seat. All this time, she's trembling and in complete shock of what just happened. And she walks around to the driver's side of the car, and she notices that there's no other car. I mean, she just got hit by a car, and that car didn't even stop. And it's really late at night. All the businesses around that area were closed for the evening. And this was before every single person had a cell phone. And she was not one of the people that had a cell phone. So she was like, crap, what am I going to do? I guess I just have to sit here and wait till a car passes by or I could walk. But she, at this point, needed to get her composure because her knees were trembling so bad. So she just kind of sat down beside the car and leaned up against it and just was trying to calm down. And she's sitting there, no one's around, and all of a sudden, in her peripherals, she sees this man walking up to her, and she looks over at him, and he's an older man, and he looks completely normal and nice, but it still made her nervous. 11 o'clock, a man's walking up to her, so she was just kind of like, hi, and he's like, hi, Amy, and he calls her by her name. She's never seen this man in her life, and he's like, are you okay? And she's like, I think so. I don't hurt yet, but I'm kind of scared and just shocked. So he stands her up and he twirls her around and kind of looks her up and down. And he says, it doesn't look like anything's too wrong. It doesn't look like you've injured yourself. And he said, I have those things that you light up and put them in the road to make sure other cars see it and don't hit you. Whatever they're called, sparklers. They're not sparklers, but you know what I'm saying. He pulls them out of his back pocket, lights them, puts them in the road, and he says, I'm going to go get you help. You stay right here. So she says, okay. And about this time when he starts walking away, she starts thinking, how did he know my name? Like, I've never seen this man in my life. Where did he come from? Why is he walking at 11 o'clock at night? And by the time she turned back around to call to him and say, hey, you know, I'm going to come with you, because she didn't want to sit there by herself. She was creeped out. He had disappeared. He was, like, not even there anymore. So she's sitting there confused and scared but relieved that she was able to talk to someone. And a couple of minutes later, she hears sirens. And we don't know who this guy was, where he ended up going. There's no way that he could have disappeared and her, you know, not see him walking through a building or something, because it was a very long stretch of road. And he didn't go up the hill where he would have disappeared. He went the other direction. So it's just a really interesting story. The siren or the emergency people ended up getting there and checking her out. She wasn't injured. She asked who called 911, and they weren't really able to come up with that answer because they're not the dispatchers. They're just the emergency people. But it was just a really interesting thing, and we think it was her guardian angel. Anyways, that's the story. I thought it was really cool, and I wanted to share that with you guys. Bye.
It is interesting.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I think the weirdest part of that is that he knew her name. The rest of it, you could be like, you know, you could dismiss it. She was confused. And maybe she was confused and thought he said her name. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But just when you add that together with then she turned around to be like, hey, I want to go with you. I don't want to be here by myself, because you wouldn't feel very safe.
Yeah.
Being out there waiting for help. And the whole thing's just strange. I do like to think it's a guardian angel.
It is a good thing, though, that, I mean, now, you know, we've heard stories like this for quite some time, and AAA has listened. They have a brand new service where when you're out in harm's way, sometimes this, the call for a service technician, depending on how busy the day is, that can be hours sometimes. They've now enlisted the dead to help with this. Here is their new service with Triple H.
It happens to everyone. A flat tire, a dead battery, 20 miles from the nearest exit. For over 100 years, AAA has been there, but sometimes we can't get there in time. So we found someone who can. Introducing AAA Supernatural Roadside Rescue in partnership with the Holy See. Now when you're stranded, help comes from beyond. Meet Earl. Earl serviced automobiles in Dayton, Ohio from 1948 to 1963. Earl died in 1963. Every soul in our network is sanctified, background checked, and released by the church for roadside service. They'll jump your battery, and if you're frightened, they'll simply sit with you until morning. But some dangers require more than comfort. That's why AAA now offers optional infernal coverage in partnership with the Church of Satan. When a predator approaches, we deploy the damned or encounters oncoming traffic on a road that has none. Infernal Assist is fast, permanent, and completely untraceable, and you'll never even know it happened. Three plans, one number, total peace of mind.
AAA Supernatural Roadside Rescue is a joint venture of AAA, the Holy See, and the Church of Satan. Do not ask the soul its name. Do not thank the soul. If the soul that arrives is someone you knew in life, remain in your vehicle and do not make eye contact. Infernal coverage requires a signature in a medium other than ink and cannot be canceled once activated. AAA is not responsible for anything that follows you home. Roadside Rescue does not constitute salvation. Coverage void in Nevada.
AAA Supernatural Roadside Rescue. Someone's always watching. Call 1-800-AAA-SOUL or ask your local agent while they're still with us.
While they're still with us. I love that.
There you go.
It does not guarantee salvation. I like, and you can't hardly hear it, but when... The part where it's, you know, somebody, if, you know, some bad person comes up and Satan has to jump in. The woman goes, thank you, Satan. Yes, she said it really softly and sweet.
I know. If I could go back and change it, if I had more time, I would have done that. But I caught that at the last thing. I'm like, because I added that in there myself. I was like, okay, let's make this adjustment. I would have made that a little more dramatic.
Actually, but, I like that it's so subtle.
Yeah.
That
it's kind of hidden.
Yeah. I loved that, actually.
Thank you, Satan.
She's just so sincere and soft. Thank you, Satan.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. Doesn't get into salvation. I like how they get the Pope and Satan all together. And that infernal plan goes for $249. I'm assuming. I don't know if that's a month or a year.
I mean, you get the demons from hell. I mean, again, and you got to consider, you know, what can happen out there. I mean, look, this is the cat shit. I mean, there's another. This is from a Petco.
It's happening in my house every night.
Hey, security footage from a Petco right there. Look at these fuckers dancing around. I mean, look at here. Take a look at this. Look at this shit. This is. Oh,
they're standing up.
Oh my god!
They're walking on two legs.
Holy shit! Yeah, that's, you know, I'm telling you.
I don't want my cat to. My cat,
I was just
going to
say,
here.
You're going to get that Ring camera now, Carol, and you're going to see your cats
doing that.
My cat's right there. I got a block.
Yep.
Yeah, just, I don't know that. I want to know what's on the damn Ring camera.
Well,
what if you watch the Ring camera and it just comes out all by itself? And then I'm like, or what if it's like a possum? And I'm like, oh my God, now I have to move for sure. It's a possum in my house.
Possum?
Which I did really think that.
Or poltergeist. What would you rather have, a possum or a poltergeist?
Let's play the game, everybody.
Dun, dun, dun.
Possum or poltergeist?
I have to go with possum.
You would go with possum?
Yeah.
What about you, Todd? Possum or poltergeist?
I think I'd go with possum. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What about you, Satan?
Well, I am the king of the damned, so, you know, I just love those cuddly little guys. I like how they play dead, and they're just so cute. I like to cuddle up with them at night, me and my possum buddies. Yeah, we call them the possum posse, and we chill. You know, you got to feel the love. Everybody needs love, including possums that are playing dead.
There you go. Satan, everybody.
Okay, I think it's possums all the way around.
Possums. Yeah, possums. It'd be kind of fun to have a poltergeist, I think. I don't know. I mean,
at your
why not?
House?
I've had a handful of semi-paranormal experiences in my life. Never any one thing where it's like shit's moving around and people are like, you don't want that. You're probably right. I don't.
You've got two teenage daughters living in your house. So yeah, that yeah. could become an actual poltergeist.
That's true. That could. Mm-hmm. I should put out just like books about witchcraft and stuff in the house just for fun, just like coffee table books. And don't say anything about it. Like, oh, interesting reading here.
All right, let's do a little bet. If you did that, how long do you think it would take for anybody else in the house to notice
that the children are practicing witchcraft and
yeah,
performing spells?
And would Harper just say, it's just dad being dad, because, you know, there's skeletons in the shower? Or would they, you know,
Harper is going to think it's like, I think they would both think it's Halloween decor that I'm starting to put it out. Oh, that'll probably be the first thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, because it is that time of year for you.
Yeah, we're getting there. Yeah, I'm kind of ready.
Decor usually comes by September. You frequently start like Labor Day.
Yeah, yeah, we're usually around there. So we're. I mean, I think all the stores have it. I haven't been to a store in months because I'm a hermit. but I imagine they do. I mean, I remember like At Home is usually had their Halloween stuff out by June. So I would imagine we're there here.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw it at the, I did go to the store. I still do that.
Yeah.
And I did see some out recently.
Yeah.
I think I was at Walmart.
I was told we need to pare down on skeletons here at the house.
Wait a minute. Back it up. Back it up right now. Who told you that?
It was told in a very loving way from my wife. You know, honey, we might need to pare down on skeletons because there's literally a whole closet of them right over here where it could be used for like actual space of storing things.
Right.
But I have a lot of skeletons and I don't really decorate with them anymore either. So
she doesn't like the skeletons.
Oh, she does.
Closet.
But we have to. But, you know, just maybe not 25 skeletons. You know, maybe pick your favorite five.
Was she? But then was she literally talking about the skeletons in the closet or your skeletons in the closet?
That's true. Maybe I was taking it the
Did
wrong
you,
way.
Yeah, maybe no. she wasn't. Maybe she loves the skeletons in that closet. It's all the shit you got going on. Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit, that totally changed the meaning of this conversation.
You might want to have another conversation with her. Carol brought something up.
Or we could have a therapist session right here on the podcast next week with the two of them, Carol.
You know what? You know what I want to
like
do?
It, love it.
Have you seen the stuff where the projectors are on the house and they do shit?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Those look neat. I think that would be fun to do for like a theme or something. That I think would be really cool. I haven't decorated the last 2 years outside. I just haven't been honestly in the mood to do it. And I don't know. It's usually the days I had to do it. It's super hot. It always kind of worked like that. Super hot when I do it. And then like ungodly cold the day I take it down.
Yeah.
And it was just, I don't know. It's been a busy last 2 years and I just didn't do it. I didn't set anything up, but I don't know. I might do something this year. I just don't know if I'm going to keep doing the same stuff. I have so many things. I'd like the more simplistic. I don't know. I think as I'm getting older, it's but just like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. But Tony, remember you are married now. She gets a say how you decorate the house outside.
That's true. So having blood coming through the windows might be. Yeah. Yeah.
So you might come up with a whole new approach to decorating the house. Be open to it.
Well, looks like we're the pentagrams are in. So.
We'll be casting spells by
Labor
Day. It'll
be great. Yes. Yes. There'll be a QR code on the side of the house to join the Satan Club or something. Yeah. Can like that's one like the HOA doesn't have in their bylaws. I'm
that's sure. Right. Exactly.
You know, like, yeah, show me in the bylaws where that is.
Show me where I can't put a QR code on the side of the house to join the International Church of Satan. I don't see it. Do you?
I'm waiting.
And then, oh, he was grandfathered in. Yeah.
But they do write in the Tony Bruschi clause into the agreement going forward.
Yeah, the next person that moves in the neighborhood, it is in there. Yeah.
Just in case. Just in case.
Tony totally ruined it for everybody else.
Everybody who wants to do that. Because these clauses like that in those things, you're like, where the hell did that come from? Like, somebody must have tried that once. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that stuff, check us out on Patreon and Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Go check us out. There's even more episodes of the program in audio form on our podcast platforms. On YouTube, press subscribe. If you're not already on our YouTube channel, go and check it out, watch the show, and see all the stuff that you're hearing. Until next time, for Carol and Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.